We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time ever, the Hopkins School District hosted a Black Male Summit yesterday. It was the brainchild of both Gatewood Elementary Principal George Nolan and the innovation design and learning specialist Keenan Jones. What was this all about? Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Keenan Jones, who is the Innovation Design and Learning Specialist for the Hopkins School District. Good morning, Keenan. Tell us what this summit was all about.
Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me on your show. It's an honor to be able to talk to you about this wonderful event that we had yesterday. Right now in our country, we have a lot of issues going on, you know, from COVID to shortages with formula, but I think an issue that is not getting the attention it deserves is our young Black males who are struggling to find their way in America right now. And so working in the public schools for the past 13 years, this issue and this problem it's not a new problem. And myself and Dr. Nolan, we both recognize that as we are, you know, we're in the schools, we're in the community, and we see the pain on these young men's faces every day. So early this fall, we decided that we wanted to do something to just uplift and empower young Black males who have, you know, they've watched the deaths of George Floyd, Dante Wright. They've watched young men in their community that look like them pass away. And, you know, it's just like, We wanted to really do something that could just empower them and let them know that there are people that are in their corners, that there are people that believe in them and want them to achieve all their hopes and dreams. So, you know, we started with the early planning in the fall, and then things, you know, COVID and, you know, Dr. Nolan's, you know, he's doing a lot with his building, and, you know, myself at the district office, you know, we're handling all types of issues, putting out fires. And around February, we noticed it's like, okay, we said we were going to do this event in May. It's February. We got to just put the foot on the gas. So, you know, we started planning, reaching out to Black male leaders. And the Black male leaders that we got to speak, it was a no-brainer for them to want to come and speak to other young Black males because they're seeing the same issues and problems in the communities that they serve. So we figured we can make this a village affair and make sure that we do everything that we can to just love and embrace and let these young men know that we're here for them. So that's kind of how the event started and was created. And, you know, it was a success being able to bring in other metro area school districts as well, who are also seeing some of the same issues and problems. And so now we have this collective energy of folks that are saying, you know, enough is enough. Our young Black males need us, and it's our time to step up to the plate.
This is so fantastic. Love hearing that you put so much effort into this. So important. It's 7:55. We are talking to Keenan Jones, who is with the Hopkins School District. He put on helped coordinate a Black Male Summit yesterday. So when you talk about empowering these young men, what exactly, so you brought in people to speak to them, what happened yesterday, and then what happens here on out? How do you keep the momentum going?
Well, you know, I think when we look at a lot of the research and the issues that our young Black males are faced with, I know a big piece that came up, and it's happening with a lot of our children, was mental health. You know, and oftentimes, you know, we talk about, you know, black males wanting to, you know, not be perceived as vulnerable and empathetic. And we wanted to really hit that on the head, that it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to be empathetic. It's okay to cry. It's okay to share your feelings, because that's how we get through things in life, is that we have to lean on other people and talk to folks. And so we really wanted to hammer that point home. Another piece is careers and education. You know, we talk a lot about, you know, in the black community, that sports is an incredible thing. We want all of our young men, if they want to pursue that path, we want to make sure that they have all the tools and things that they need to know to really pursue that path. But, you know, we want to cultivate doctors and lawyers and teachers and all these other careers that are out there that our young men can do and will do, because we know that the statistics show there's only a really small percentage of people across the country who will play professional sports. And so we also wanted to make sure that we hit the hammer home in terms of education and other career opportunities for our young males. And, you know, the leaders who are part of this, they're doing the exact same work. So they brought a lot of expertise to these conversations. And we always say, you know, these young men, they're probably hearing the same messages at home, but sometimes it resonates differently when you're hearing it from other people. And not to mention, you have four other people, four leaders who are giving you the same message. I think it resonated with a lot of the young men.
It certainly.
And going forward, you know, it's just like, I don't think we're done. We're just getting started. The energy was just too positive to stop the momentum. So there are a number of events that are going to be planned in the future. We'll definitely be doing another summit. We're also looking at putting on a statewide professional development opportunity for practitioners and educators to learn more about the research and interventions and strategies that exist to help black male achievement.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Great conversation, Keenan. Keep up the great work. Love hearing your passion and what you're doing to build that support system. We wish you the best, and we'd love to check back with you again.
I appreciate it. Yes, more to come.
You bet. Thank you. Keenan Jones helped coordinate the Black Male Summit in the Hopkins Schools yesterday. Traffic and weather next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.